Welcome to a world unlike which you have ever seen. Join us and dive into A Clockwork Odyssey.
Time to wake up!
I clicked the long rest button on D&D Beyond like a while ago.
Mood.
So did I.
Mm. So you guys kind of, when you wake up, Idalia and Veer, you both immediately feel like something is off when you wake up.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
You two specifically.
Oh, cool.
And as you both sit up, you notice immediately that you are alone in your room. Which means that Yotel and Sabrail are gone. And the doors are closed, and the other side of the bed is neatly made up like they were never there in the first place.
Why?
Okay, in a slight panic, Veer gets up and leaves the room.
Wait, I'm sorry, both of us?
Yeah, both of you.
What the fuck?
Yotel and Sabrail are gone.
I'm gonna knock on the bathroom door and see if she's in there.
The bathroom doors in both of your rooms are open and it's, the lights are off and, there's clearly nobody in there.
What?
Okay, so like I said, Veer in a slight panic leaves his room.
Yeah, same.
Okay, so you both leave your rooms pretty much at the same time. And you see each other emerging both in a panic.
So
yeah, you see each other both emerging in a panic and then, yeah.
Sorry. So, Dahlia, I'm guessing Yotel is gone as well, then.
As well, so Sabrail's gone.
Yeah. Woke up and he wasn't there.
Okay. Me too.
Cool, so do we wake up the others, or...
So, you guys glance down the hallway.
Crackless is already in the kitchen. He's an early morning guy.
No, you're asleep.
Damn it.
Be asleep, bitch.
So, rooms, 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, and 11, all of the doors are just hanging open. Well, no, 11's closed, but all of the rest of the doors are hanging open.
Okay, remind me who was in 11?
Mira and her wolf.
Cool. Veer is gonna go knock on the door, but like a very panicked, like rapid knocking, and he is just shouting, "Mira, wake the fuck up!"
The door opens after a minute or two, and a bleary-eyed Mira with absolutely nightmare of a hair opens the door, rubbing her eyes and goes, "What? What do you want?"
Multiple people are missing.
By multiple, you mean two.
I woke up and Sabrail was gone. Yotel's also apparently gone. We don't know where they are.
Oh, that's, Sabrail's... Oh, no, Sabrail's your blondie, right?
Yeah.
And then Yotel is the lesbian that likes this one, right? And she points to Idalia.
What?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Got it. Okay. So, shut up.
And there are multiple doors just hanging open.
Mm. She kind of looks down the hallway and is like, oh, shit. Okay, well, let me, put on actual clothes, because she's wearing a tank top and shorts.
No, now is not the time for clothes.
She closed the door.
Okay, Mira, I love you, but please hurry.
I feel like, hey, God.
Mm?
I feel like, I just realized that Nelly is probably, like, half of her, like, face makeup is probably, like, rubbing off because I forgot to take off makeup.
Yep. Valid. There are wipes in the bathroom of all of your rooms, don't worry.
Huh?
There are wipes in the bathrooms of all of your rooms.
That's not helpful. Thank you.
Of course. You look like trash. Anyway, so... Yeah, so... Let me find my page of... There we go. Porcels. Yeah, so the rest of the doors besides so the doors that are closed are nine, I think. Yep, the door that isn't open is nine. And that's where Saiyan went.
So... So everyone else who's in a room is an NPC. I hate you.
Wait, what?
If the only door that is closed is the room that Saiyan is in, and Crowclus, Keaton, and Jander are all downstairs... Me and you were the only non-NPCs, besides Saiyan, who were in a room, and Saiyan's door is closed. So everyone else, whose doors are open and are disappeared now, are NPCs. Lux.
What's an NPC?
So...
What was that? What was that?
Okay.
Sierra?
No, I was making a joke.
Oh, I didn't hear. Sorry.
What did you say?
I said, what's an NPC? Because neither of them would know what an NPC means.
Okay, none of that was in character. Don't do this to me, Sierra.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Okay. So, there's a faint scuffling noise from the main room, but it's silent enough, it's quiet enough that you almost don't hear it.
So, we should probably, like, go and look and see what's going on.
You don't want to wake Sierra up?
You should go wake Saiyan up. I'm gonna stay here until Mira's done, because I'm not gonna leave her alone when everyone else is, like, fucking disappearing. So you go wake up Saiyan. I'm gonna wait here for my sister.
Okay.
And we'll meet up after that.
Okay.
Wait, is my character missing as well? The call keeps cutting out to...
No,
I
but you're...
I didn't get to hear who's missing.
No, it's the NPCs that are missing right now. Most of the NPCs are missing. You're sleeping. But
you're
like
sleeping downstairs.
Yeah. So you're somewhere else. So you're sleeping.
Okay.
But
so
not where
I'm,
we're at. So you don't know the situation.
I'm gonna like knock on the door like and like kick it a couple times because it's louder. Like door nine.
As an elf, I'm already like I'm not really sleeping. There's no elf thing. So I go up to the door and say, shh, 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 shh. Well, are they still asleep? If
yes.
They are, I'm going to...
Are they still in
bed? Yeah, I'm going to go...
Are they there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to go, shh, don't wake them up.
No, do wake them up.
Please wake them up.
Oh, okay. And I do that. I go shake them awake lightly and go, hey, guys, wake up. It sounds important.
Wait, we probably should have, like, checked downstairs instead of just waking everybody up because somebody's missing.
It's not just one or two people missing, though.
I know.
We should probably wake up the others to see what's going on.
Maybe we just wake up late. Maybe we just woke up late. Maybe, like, you know?
Okay. I have a bad feeling. I don't think so. I don't think we just woke up late. especially when Veer is half elf and that whole like they don't really need to like fully sleep thing is happening. So
okay.
Yeah. Great. Saiyan, you shake them awake. Matrok grunts and turns over and buries his face in Leighton's shoulder. And Leighton grumbles and then accidentally smacks Matrok straight in the face. And then sits up and he's like,
okay. You've cut. You're not saying anything, dude.
Uh-oh.
At all.
Whoa, sorry.
No, yeah, you didn't say anything.
No, I got, no, I just got a phone call. I'm being picked up in 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just keep out my, okay. No, it just means I have to multitask. Okay, so you all sort of, yeah, so Leighton sits up, and he looks over at Saiyan and then squints and then reaches over and puts his glasses on. He's like, are you alright? What's up? What's going on?
It sounds like Idalia and Veer are having some issues because they kind of woke me up in a hurry and they were important to go wake them up, so I'm waking you up.
The door is open, right? I'm, like, saying open the door. Okay. Idalia goes, people are gone! They're gone!
Leighton blinks and then gets out of bed and is like, what do you mean they're gone?
Like, Yotul wasn't there, and Sabrell wasn't there, and then we went out in the hallway, and then, like, all of the doors were open except for this one.
Matrok sits up suddenly and looks straight at Idalia and is like, you're telling me they're gone.
As far as I know.
Oh, shit. He gets out of the bed, not bothering to change out of his clothes. Change out of his pajamas. And then, kind of gets out into the hallway and then looks around at all the open doors, and he kind of sighs and goes, fuck, that means someone else got in and I don't know what their intentions are, but clearly they did something to your friends.
Hi, I'm sorry, what?
Someone got in and now your friends are gone. I don't know what their intentions were, but someone clearly made it inside.
Has this happened before?
No.
What? Then how do you know that somebody got in?
Because people don't normally just disappear, and it wasn't any work of mine or his. And he nods to Leighton.
Okay. I'm gonna go look downstairs.
Veer is okay. Still waiting on Mira.
Okay, so at that moment, Mira opens the door, and she's in the outfit that she was the day before. And she's got her wolf with her now, and she comes out, and is like, oh, Jesus. So what's going on? People are missing?
Yeah, apparently. I woke up and Sabrell was gone, and apparently Yotul is gone as well, according to Idalia, and we walked out and all the doors were open and there's no one in their rooms.
Oh, alright. Well, that's definitely not a good thing. Okay.
No.
So, shut up. So, okay, God. She, looks around for a moment, and then it's like, okay, we're following her, and then points to Idalia, who is making her way down the hallway.
Sounds like a good plan. I will follow as well.
Yeah, so, all five of you... Wait, is it five? No, it's six. All six of you, walk down the hallway carefully, and once you go down the stairs and get to the door, Matrok gestures for all of you to shush. And then presses his ear to the door. And he doesn't need to try to listen very hard, because through the door you can hear whispering and shuffling and a few whimpers.
That's not good.
And once there's a... You hear a whimper, and then...
Shut up!
And then the whimpering stops.
That's not good.
Good, that's not good at all.
No. So what do you want to do?
Oh, God.
I mean, it would be really dumb just to bust into the room right now.
Are we all together at this point?
No, okay, so you, Keaton, and Jander, you somehow in the night managed to... You wake up and you find yourselves in the staff room, on the couches in there. You're no longer on your air mattresses somehow. And the three of you kind of wake up at the same time. And you hear the same whispering and yelling of someone to be quiet and whimpering and things through your staff door.
Okay.
Yeah, not normal.
It's
right?
So it would be so stupid for any of us to just bust in there right now.
Excuse me, did someone say stupid?
Stop! Raven, I swear to God, if you just bust in there, I'm going to kill you myself.
No, I'm kidding. I only said that for your reaction.
Can I pull out my bow and roll for perception?
Yes, roll.
I can't fucking do that, because that's not going to do anything.
Well, maybe you might be able to hear better or something.
What'd you get?
Wait, I had to find my dice. Eight.
Okay, I wanna like cast produce flame, so I'm just like holding in my hand and roll for.
Okay, so Keaton, you hear about the... You just hear more scuffling sounds and not much else.
Okay, can I roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nine plus four, so 13.
Okay. So, you try to listen closer through the door. And then, as you're trying to do so, you hear something from outside the door. You hear, I know all of you are hiding behind those doors, so you might as well just come out at this point.
No!
Damn it! I knew it!
I'm gonna yell, I don't want to.
Can I use vape trick under the door? Like, smoke bomb under the door?
You gotta roll for that.
And...
Yeah, Raven! What Raven said!
Wait, what did Raven say?
No, fuck no, in all caps!
With four exclamation points.
But see, if I use vape trick under the door, and then I bust out with my bow, I could shoot a few people, right?
No, our NPCs are in there! Our friends are in there! Please don't shoot anything!
Well, I can run out and stealth somewhere, and then shoot the people who deserve to die.
Fuck. Okay, Veer is going to take out his crossbow, because yes, that's an item I have that I just have not used. I have a crossbow.
Okay, so as all of you take out your weapons, the doors suddenly forcibly fling themselves open. And okay. In the doorways are standing two of the orcs that originally escorted you in the game.
Is mine there?
The one at your door seems to recognize you, but doesn't say anything, and just remains stiff.
Oh, I don't want to shoot him. I love him.
Then shoot Jimrick!
What if we just like?
And then more orcs appear behind them and grab all of you and drag you out into the room.
Hell no! Excuse me.
Can I burn somebody with my produce flame?
If I go willingly, can I hold my orc's hand?
Stop!
The orc notices you trying to grab his hand, and then leans down and goes, "Not here." And then that's all he says, and keeps holding you the way that he is, and leads you out into the room.
Cool. So Veer is probably very much fighting back against this.
Yeah. So as you guys enter the room,
is the same.
As you guys enter the room, you all see you see Jimrik standing there in a black suit with a purple tie, and he is surrounded by four other orcs, two on each side, just standing next to him, and at his feet is all of your friends, and they're all laying on their sides. Except for one person who is on their knees. They're all blindfolded and tied up. And gagged. Except for the one person kneeling in front of Jimrik. Just with their eyes on the floor. They are blindfolded, though. But they aren't gagged, and it is Sibrail.
Oh, no.
All of you are unceremoniously dumped to the floor. But Leighton and Matruk and Mira are shoved in unceremoniously into a closet, and then two orcs back against it. And so it's just the six of you.
Maybe we should have left in the middle of the night. God.
I've been trying to leave this whole time.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know so what I'm Jimrik stares at all of you, slowly shaking his head. And he grabs Sibrail by the hair and makes him look up at all of you. Sibrail does still have his blindfold on. He's just kind of breathing hard. He's not saying anything. And Jimrik grins. You know, it really wasn't that hard to get you all to, do what I wanted, you know? I mean, it's almost like all of you wanted to be a part of this. I mean, that's really what it seemed like, anyway.
We didn't want any part of this. You tricked us!
He laughs. Oh, but you did. You fell in love with these people.
Wait, did what?
You fell in love with these people. You cared about them. You wanted to save them. But...
Okay, listen. Love and care... Listen. Whoa.
He snaps his fingers, and then the orc behind you covers your mouth. Jimrik crosses his arms and lets go of Sibrail's hair. And he sighs. You know, I really didn't want to pry his eye out of his socket myself. But sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands.
Can I draw my bow and, like, aim it straight at his head and
Your orc grabs you and prevents you from doing so and knocks the weapon out of your hands.
Aw, the orc wants to protect you.
No, he wants to stop me!
I mean, think about it. You attack, Jimrik does something, you're probably gonna end up really hurt, and you're gonna make your orc, who you made your friend, sad.
I killed Jimrik.
Jimrik...
You better roll, buddy.
Jimrik takes... A thin strip of fabric out of his pocket, and then when Sibrail takes a particularly rapid breath forces it into his mouth and then gags him and ties it behind his head.
That's not good. We don't like that.
I had to remove his eye myself. And I'm not going to describe how I did it because all of you are so sensitive. But, you know, a guardian has to do what a guardian has to do. He wasn't following the rules. Discipline is required. And then he takes off Sabrail's blindfold, and Sabrail sees Veer immediately and then looks away quickly, his gaze on the floor. Jimrek pats his head condescendingly. You know, he's really kind of useless. I mean, as soon as one of you even says anything nice to him, he just crumbles, spineless. I mean, I really should have raised him a bit stricter because, I mean, look at how he is now. He loves all of you. He cares about all of you. And that's not a good quality to have for someone his profession. I mean, you know, it gets to the point where sometimes I worry about him. Because his parents couldn't have done a good job raising him. I mean, that's why I had to kill them, but they couldn't have done a good job raising him. He's meant to be a soldier. He just needs to be more emotionless, you know? Sensitive soldiers never do a good job out there. They always end up dying. Wonder why.
Can I bite the orc and get free and throw a dagger at Jimrek?
No.
Fuck.
Cool, so Veer looks absolutely pale and panicked.
Jimrek grabs Sabrail by the hair again and forces him to look at all of you, and he's like, look what you've done to him. I blame all of you personally, but it's his fault he couldn't, you know, resist all of your charms. I mean, look at him. He's scared. Soldiers aren't supposed to be scared. He's just terrible at what he does. Might need to be replaced soon. And then he shoves him to the floor, and then looks around at all of you.
If I mean, one of us offers to be his new guardian, will he let him go?
I was about to say that too. I was about to say Kralkus is about to offer shit.
No, I have a speech. You can wait.
Well, bad guys always get a speech and then they fucking die because they had a speech. So, fuck him.
Exactly! This is why we should let him have the speech, because they always die at the end.
But okay. See, if I offer myself, I can kill him as an assassin.
Why are we thinking the same fucking thing, dude?
Because we're chaotic.
True.
Once Sabrail is thrown to the floor, Veer kind of automatically, like, takes a step forward. Like, almost as if to, like, go run to him.
Jimrek pulls a long knife out of his pocket and points it at Veer. And he's like, I wouldn't suggest taking another step, sweetheart. And then he kicks Sabrail in the back, and Sabrail groans.
Just leave him alone!
I wasn't done, Sunshine. You can wait. Look, I know that all of you have some sort of feelings for these people. I mean, I don't see why, though. They're all broken, they're all useless, that's why I had them. I mean, did you really think that I would have randomly chosen someone out of a crowd? He points to Jam, who is, just a bit more tied up than everyone else. He points to him and is like, do you really think surprised. I chose this kid at random? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't choose someone at random if I had to fucking save my life for it, you know? I saw that he had nobody. He doesn't have anyone. He's useless. I mean, really. He's got no eyes. He's got no practical skills. He has no friends. His mom died.
like, years ago. I didn't even kill her. It wasn't my fault. But he's just useless. And, oh, poor Yotel. She's too emotional. Never could have been a proper, you know, orc guard like these guys are. But, Adelia, you know...
yell, shut up really loud.
Jimrek rolls his eyes and waves a hand, and the orc behind you covers your mouth as well.
Okay, great. Fuck.
Kraglis just kind of has this weird look of, like, interest in what Jimrek's actually saying.
Oh, I hate you.
No, hang on.
Sorry, yeah, same!
No, hang on. So, yeah, he points to Yotel and goes, she never could have been a good guard. She's too emotional. Cares too much, you know? Same as poor Sabrail here. I mean, you know, I bet she was been... God, she's been lying to you guys the entire time, you know that, right? Both her and Sabrail, they've been lying. They're betrothed. You know what betrothed means?
What? That was out of character, by the way.
Yeah. It means they're meant to be married, but they're not even good at that. I mean, really. They both fell in love with other people and things like that. I mean, really. They were supposed to... I put them together so they would bear me children that would actually be good guards. And you know what happened? They fell in love with people that weren't them. It's so irritating, you know?
Hi, that's what fucking happens. Like, out of character, but like... That's what happens! Dumb, dumb boy! Stupid purple man. Oh, I would have so many choice words. Oh, so many.
Okay, stop.
You and me both.
Okay. So then he kind of waves his hand and then looks over at Zerai and sighs softly and goes, don't even get me started on Zerai. And Wycnia, for that matter. I mean, you wouldn't even think the two of them are siblings. It's because they had the same human mother, and then their mother was a slut and cheated on either of her husbands and bore children of different races. I mean, what kind of fucking family is that? I mean, mother's a whore, fathers are absentee, and they were both abandoned in a dump. But, of course, shining knight in armor, here come me. And I just scooped them up, brought them here. Of course, blindfolded and gagged and drugged. But, you know, that's how it is. That's what a man has to do to actually make a living in this world.
No, it's not!
You're awful. I mean, I can't do that, but...
Yeah, stop.
Kraglis, again, is just watching with pure interest, like... He was also, like, when he said about the soldier shit, he was kind of slightly nodding and be like, yeah, I see your
No.
What?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up. I'm not done. You all can argue later. So then Jimrek shakes his head and he's like, oh, and Wycnia, so invasive. Can't even mind her own business, but that's because nobody minds hers. I understand that. She's so alone in this world that she's gotta pay attention to other people for them to pay attention to her. And, of course, don't even get me started on Elos and Rareth. Elos, so lonely. So alone in this world. Nobody cares about him. Can't even talk, so why try to hold a conversation? And Rareth. He's also been lying, but lie of omission, you know, where they don't say anything about it. And just assume that that's fine. Rareth is deaf. He can't hear anything. He can't even hear what I'm saying right now. And, that's probably for the best, admittedly, but... You know, it is how it is. Oh. And, Zale. Also sort of abandoned, but, you know, forgotten by his people. He was left behind... And was all alone. Poor guy. Anyway. Oh, Lucas. Dysfunctional android. Look at this little thing. He's supposed to be able to eat and drink, but he can't. Because he's broken. All of these people are broken. And that's why I have them. Because nobody will remember them. Nobody knows who they are. And nobody wants them around. Not even to mention all of you. I mean, really. You all think that you're friends, but you're not. You're all lying to each other, just as well as these people are lying to you. I mean, Idalia, don't even get me started.
Oh, he must have gotten another call.
Been crying for a while.
Oh, Veer is on the.
Sam is visibly seething.
Sorry.
She's just not saying anything because she's scared. But she's seething.
Okay, sorry about that. I got called. They're up front. So, I'm gonna keep going, but.
I don't know if you heard me say that Idalia has been crying for a while.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't hear that. Anyway. Jimrick turns to Idalia and he's like, see, you're too hot to handle. Jander can't even let go of his past. Crackless, don't even get me started on you. I don't even want to talk about you. San, you and your stuff with that demon. I mean, no wonder you have a fixation on demons. Keaton can't even let go of your mother. And Veer. Surprising how much heart you have, considering your condition.
Shut up.
But So sensitive. Anyway, I assume all of you want to fight me, so I think I should give you a decent chance, no?
Oh, thank you. So, also, we're gonna die.
All of you, roll initiative!
No! Hell yeah.
Remind me which one we roll again, because I'm dumb.
D20.
Thank you.
14.
16.
9. Okay, hang on. Write down what you got, because I'm going to need to... I need to put my shoes on. Because I'm in the middle of leaving my house, so... Okay. Audio quality might turn to garbage in a second, but I'm keeping my headphones on, so...
Okay.
God, I'm dying. I am dying. I'm going to die.
I'm
9 HP.
Wait, am I going to accidentally kill Carson? I love him.
What?
My... Carson.
Your orc?
Yeah, I love him.
Nobody's going to kill Carson.
Anyone kills Carson, I turn on you.
I'm shaking so bad right now. I hate everything.
I am dying.
Yeah, this is why I said I wasn't being mean enough. Because this is what I was planning.
I hate you.
Can I just, like...
You are lucky.
Can I get a nat 20? Can we just kill him?
You're lucky. I love you.
Listen.
Like, I love you. I really do. But God fucking damn it.
Wait, are we gonna be able to kill him? Or if we beat him, what happens?
Well, if you are fighting him.
Okay.
Let's hope we can kill him.
But yes, but if we beat him, what happens? Do we get our people back?
You will find out, won't you?
I want to know.
Let's hope.
Okay, I gotta hop in the car and then I can start talking again.
Do you like...
Okay. So, if we're allowed to plan this out beforehand while he's getting in the car, I say someone should go over and try to get the door open that Mira, Matrok, and Leighton are in, because Mira has a giant wolf.
I'm on that. Don't worry.
So I feel like that would be of some use.
Wait, are we
also going to be made to fight the orc? If that's so, I mean, except for Carson, of course, no one touches the boy. But what about the others?
I think it might be just us against,
I really Jimric. Hope it's just us against Jimric, but we're probably going to have to fight the orcs.
I feel like that's not the case, because if he kills the orcs like he said...
Hopefully Carson suddenly is just on our side.
He's been on our side. He won't let me touch him because of the fact that he doesn't want Jimric to see, because he loves me.
No, I mean, let's hope during this battle he kind of, like, becomes smart and starts fighting with us.
No, I'm sure he will, just because, like, he took a liking to Keaton. So
that doesn't mean anything. He could totally still start fighting for Jimric. You never know.
You could say the same thing about Veer.
You mean Sabrail?
Yeah, Sabrail. Whatever.
He's one of the ones tied up and gagged right now!
No, but think of it. If it was vice versa, you would be having the same argument.
No, I'm not saying that if the situations were switched, I would not be having... Like, I absolutely would be where Jeremiah is at right now. But also... would continue to say, we still need to watch our step just in case. I'm not saying, hey, Carson is just going to all of a sudden attack us and we have to kill him, but I'm just saying, maybe everyone but Keaton needs to watch their step, because Carson might not attack Keaton, but he could totally attack the rest of us. He's not friends with the rest of us. He likes Keaton, not the rest of us.
Okay, but another plan is, I will... If I vape trick at the door where Mira is, then maybe they can't see us opening that door.
I am fine with that. So you and Saiyan can head towards the door to let out those three.
Can't Kyle hear what we're planning?
Yes. Yeah. But this is... Hey, we're allowed to plan this. You want to know why? Because if he rolls bad... We still have an advantage. It's not like we're not going to have an advantage just because we're planning this out.
Because it's not like they can hear us. It's just that we are able to communicate.
Like, this is all based on roles, not whether Kyle can hear us or not. That's the fortunate thing here.
And it's not like Jimric would be able to hear what we're saying, because we're not actually...
Yeah, this is all out of character. It really doesn't matter that Kyle can hear us. Kyle's NPCing for how many characters?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
And Jimric can't hear us talking out of character, so we're good.
Just suddenly hear Jimric's voice.
Yeah, no, Jimric's not allowed to fucking break the fourth wall. I will have to have a talk with my boyfriend if that happens.
That would have been hilarious. But all in all, I do like the plan so far, but let's just hopefully keep the orc is thus. Hopefully. Or just kind of stay out of it.
Yeah, my absolute hope is that Carson is just completely fully on our side and is willing to help us fight. But just in case, we need to be careful, because so far he has shown that he likes Keaton. That's it. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Veer's main goal right now, the only thing he is thinking about, is protecting his sister, protecting Sabrail, and protecting Adalia. I won't lie to you. He doesn't really care about the other details. He cares about getting those three people safe.
Yeah, no, I get it. Kralkos is in the same boat, just with a specific... Never mind. I was going to say something else. What was I going to say? Bah! Forgot. Oh, yeah, I mean, Crockless is in the same boat. He was just kind of hoping Jimrick was going to be like, oh, hey, you know, you look like you might like what I'm saying, so how about become a soldier? But that didn't happen, so Crockless is going to cut the bullshit and just be like, okay, let's kill this motherfucker.
But, see, since I have a bow, then me fighting would be okay long distance.
I have a bow and arrow, I have a rapier, and I have two daggers.
So I have the silver sword, my crossbow, some daggers, and magic as well.
But me backing up Saiyan wouldn't matter, because I'd still be able to fight with you guys.
Yeah, so yeah, you can do both.
But fair warning, if any one of you attack Carson first, I will turn.
No one's going to attack Carson.
What if he attacks us?
Unless Carson attacks us first, we are not going to attack back.
Oh, if no, he attacks first, go for it. I will back you. But do not attack first.
Either that, darling, or you can just text in the voice muted and we'll all pay attention.
Like a little loud. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just turned on push to talk.
Okay. We barely hear the other things when you're talking, so...
We can faintly hear other voices, but you're good.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Fighting.
Just let us know when you're ready to write the numbers down.
Okay.
You guys have made peace with...
Put them all in the chat so I can see them.
Muted or
I mean we just put it in muted, so
yeah, I guess just do it again.
Okay. This is the second little fight we've been in, but this is the first major one.
Yeah, this is the first, boss fight we're in, so everyone...
We're gonna level up after this.
Hopefully! Everyone be on your guard, because this is our first boss fight we're going into.
Fight in general, and...
As much as Veer's focus is only on three people, I don't need any of you dying, personally, out of character, so... Good luck. Let's all hope we roll really well.
I do have Cure Wounds prepared, so...
My rolls have been pretty good so far, so hopefully they keep going good.
I also have Minor Illusion, so if that can be of use at all...
Well, Vape Trick's gonna be really good for me, because if I,
And if I can get close enough... So here's the thing. During this fight, if I can get close enough to Jimrick at all, I have Shocking Grasp, which is 1d8 lightning damage, but I need to be touching him.
Mm.
So
with what I was saying with the Vape Trick, I get Sneak Attack, so if I'm not visible and I'm stealthed, kind of, then I get an extra d6.
I also haven't used Fog Clown yet. So we'll see how that works out. I'll cast it in his general direction.
I also
see how it goes.
15-foot. So, okay, this might... I'm assuming this is creature of my choice, but I have Burning Hands, which is a 15-foot kind of cone radius, and if a creature doesn't pass a dexterity saving throw, then I do 3d6 of fire damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one. So either way, I can make some pretty decent damage. Yeah. And it ignites any flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried. So if there's anything in this room that could help us fight, that could be...
Fuck.
Lit on fire.
Like, like 10 billion pillows? Yeah, let's set all those on fire, huh? That definitely won't hurt anyone at all.
Okay, so this attack can be specifically towards one creature, like a creature of my choice. It's not just going to go everywhere, so I will make sure that I don't just, you know, all of a sudden set pillows on fire out of nowhere. But I also have Ray of Frost, which is 60 foot. I have Poison Spray, which is 10 foot. Burning Hands is probably going to be my strongest attack, but I also do have Charm Person. If we want to attempt that on Jimrik, I don't know how successful that would be, but it's a spell I have.
So, if you want to do Charm Person, that's up to you, because
I feel like maybe I should wait until he's damaged, until Jimrik has been damaged a little bit.
I'm happy that the orcs are not in the order.
Don't say that, because God will put it there.
I hate that Jimrik's going right before me.
I also have a dart as a weapon and a sling. I'm just trying to look through what I have.
We should get started.
Alright, yeah, I was just figuring stuff out.
Are we all good to go?
Yep.
Yes.
Also, I have... I also have two weapon fighting. So I could... I have two daggers, I believe, so I can probably, if need be.
I still have my bag of ball bearings, so that might come in.
Let's see. When you attack... Okay, so my bonus action is two weapon fighting, so when I attack with a light melee weapon that I'm holding in one hand, I can use a bonus action to attack with a different light melee weapon.
I know nothing about bonus attacks, so...
Okay, so if we're ready to go, then... Raven, it says you're first up in the order. We good? Are we ready?
Sorry, I completely forgot that I was on mute. Good? I totally forgot that I was on mute, so...
Ah, okay, well...
Valid.
Okay, you're up first.
Okay, we good?
I guess so.
Okay, so... How far am I?
You're all about 20 feet from
So I think... what would be the smart thing to do?
And by the way, as soon as Jimrik offered to fight all of you, the orcs let go of you and stepped back.
Okay, so they're not going to interfere then?
They're not holding you anymore now.
Cool, it's just us against...
There are still four standing beside him. Two on each side.
Okay,
So do we want to take out those orcs first that are standing next to him? Because he could technically, send those orcs on us at any moment.
That's what I'm kind of worried about. That's what I'm wondering.
So I think maybe we should try to get rid of those orcs first, or at least dwindle down, make it to where there's not four of them, and then go after Jimrik.
I should note, the orcs are standing with their arms behind their back about... He's standing closest to you, and the orcs are a decent distance from him, and they are looking away from him specifically.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe we are safe to just attack Jimrik up front.
Can I pass Carson in?
What's that?
Let's go.
I couldn't hear a thing you just said. You kept cutting out.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just said, what's up?
Oh, I think Krauklis will just... So he's close to the others? Is he, like, right there by them?
You guys are all in a group together, yeah.
I have a question before we start just blatantly attacking. How close are, like, Sabrail, Yotul, and all of them? How close are they to all of this?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I don't want to accidentally, like,
fighting.
Hit someone.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention, the orcs behind you have dragged all of them out of the way.
Oh, okay.
And they're kind of sitting off to the side.
Okay.
Everyone is blindfolded and gagged, but Sabrail is the only one who can.
He doesn't have a blindfold on, right?
No, he doesn't. He can see what you guys are doing.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna pull out my rapier and I'm just gonna, you know, go try and attack him.
Okay, roll to get past his armor class. D20.
Ooh, boy.
Here we
Guys,
go.
Don't fail me now. Don't fail me now, please. Oh, wait, where'd it go? I'm in the car, so it kind of rolled under the seat. Hold on.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Just like this.
Nice. Okay,
thing.
So roll a d6.
Roll a what?
D6.
A regular die.
Okay. Wait, a regular die? Do I have one?
Yeah. The cube one.
Oh!
The regular one.
Oh, why did I really think I needed a regular die?
Eats them for power? What the fuck is going on over there?
I will take a picture if you like. It's on my floor right now.
Did you get a nat 20? Or a 6, I mean?
I did!
Now you okay. Gotta add the damage of your rapier.
I better what?
Add the damage of your rapier to it.
Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, I didn't write that down. Hold on. Let me look up my rapier real quick. Okay, damage, right here. No! Yeah.
Which, he said he's priced it out for like a couple hundred bucks, so.
Okay, it's
not, depending on how bad it is.
Rapier, where are you? Well, there you are. Okay, it says. Why doesn't it say damage? Excuse me. If I click on it. Oh, there we go. Okay. Damage type 1d8 plus 3, it says.
Oh, d8. Okay, never mind. Roll a d8.
Super encouraging.
I gotta roll a d8 now?
Yeah, sorry. I accidentally put the wrong one.
Okay, let me see. Which one's my d8? I have some. Not it. Is that it? Oh, yeah. Here you are. Okay, so I only have to roll it once? Yeah.
You got an 8?
I'm taking a picture right now.
What the fuck?
Okay, no, this is a good thing. We're doing good so far. Let's hope this keeps going.
No, I know, but, like, knock on wood, though.
This is an insane stroke of luck. It will not be this easy.
I'm sending the picture's loading. Hold on. Oh, I sent it into the wrong chat. Oh, no, this is fine.
Raven, it's fine.
Got it, cool. Believe you. 1d8 plus what?
It says damage 1d8 plus 3. I'm reading it off of the site. Do I add anything of my stuff to it or no?
You got it.
No, you're good.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, so your turn is over.
Which means my turn. Okay, fuck. I'm trying to think of what I want to do. Okay, since I have the crossbow in my hand, I am going to use that. I kind of just automatically have bolts with it.
Oh, wait,
I
hang on. Sorry. On my... real quick.
Out. Yes?
He used it today.
Hello?
Okay, sorry. So, you slash Jimrick with your... And he stumbles back, his grin faltering a little bit. And he looks at his orcs and looks very... He's like, what are you all doing? You're supposed to protect me.
Don't even think about pulling them in, Jimrick. This is only between you and us. You said it so yourself.
That's right.
He looked at all of you and goes, since when do I play by the rules? And then gestures for his orcs to come forward. They take a step forward, but then all of them look at all of the orcs, look at all of you, and just kind of nod and wink, but don't do anything else.
The orcs are on our side. So keep going with the plan of attacking Jimrick.
Got it.
You go, fam.
And getting the people in the closet out of the, you know, out of there, because Giant Wolf could help.
Giant Wolf could help, yes, agree.
There's a reason I gave Mira a Giant Wolf when I made her character.
Wait, hold on. Is it my turn? Is that why everybody's quiet? Danny, did I space out again?
No, it's good. It's Keaton's turn, right?
No, it's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
So, yeah. As I was saying, I am going to use my crossbow. I have 20 bolts with this. So, I'm going to use that and fire a shot at Jimrick from where I am.
Okay.
What do I roll?
D20.
A D20? For armor class, right. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna roll that again because that landed on my markers weird. Got a 12. I did not hear that.
What?
Nope, still nothing.
He dodges very artistically.
Gross.
Jeez.
Okay. What? Was that Jeremiah?
He said weapons have a bonus too.
We got it.
Is that added to the hit points or the getting past armor class thing?
I would assume it would be
armor.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What's your weapon bonus?
For the crossbow,
so each weapon has
Okay,
so each weapon has a bonus. So like with my short bow, its hit dice would be +5, which would be the armor class one, and then it has a 1d6 +3. So, yes, if you roll a 12 and your hit dice is +5, then that would be 18. Don't forget that.
Okay, how do I tell... I'm still new to all of this. How do I tell what it would be? What
it would
what
be
do
next...
I look at?
So it would be range and then hit slash DC, and that would be the whatever it is.
Yeah, but my crossbow isn't a part of that. Like, it doesn't say that for my crossbow.
Are you looking in equipment or action?
Hold on. I'm looking in equipment now.
It could be an action.
Yeah, but it also didn't say it in action. It does not say it in equipment either.
Okay, is it a light crossbow or a heavy crossbow?
I believe it's a light crossbow.
It doesn't have an extra thing.
It doesn't have a bonus.
Not that I can see from where I'm looking.
Okay. So, still 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jammer dodges. Okay, that's a Keaton turn then.
Can I use Victrix towards the door that I'm heading? I'm going towards?
Yes, roll the d20.
That's a 6.
Okay, hang on, let me roll against you.
My phone is dying.
Plug it in, coward.
I'm at a tattoo shop, I don't have anything.
Oh,
Jesus. Suffer, turn down your brightness.
It is down.
Turn off your screen. Put it in power saving mode.
It is in power saving mode, and I only turn the screen on when I need to say something.
Okay, fair.
Turn off Bluetooth and location.
I never have those on unless I need it.
Okay, well then suffer.
I agree.
Okay, so...
Diagram.
Yeah, so you missed. Keaton, what did you roll? You rolled a 6.
Yeah.
By the way, I just dropped my d20 on the floor. Okay, got it.
I'm back.
Okay, got it. Cool. So, you managed to get out a little smoke. It's not very thick. But there's quite a lot of it. It's not very thick, but it does surround all of you enough that you can only see vague outlines of people. So, yeah. And then you're going to try to open the door?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you go over, you see the outlines of the two orcs in front of the door, and you get far away, you get close enough, you can't really see the outline of Jimrik. The orcs look around for Jimrik and then step aside easily to let you open the door.
Nice.
And then before you open the door, one of the orcs at the door leans down to you and goes,
"You can't beat him. Don't try to beat him."
Okay.
And then stands back up and once again stares straight forward with his hands clasped in front of
him. Okay.
The other orc looks over at you and goes, "I hear flanking is a good idea," and then just winks exaggeratedly and then looks forward.
I hate flanking rolls.
Okay, so is this like, are these orcs loving me because I have a friendship with Carson?
You have a reputation. It does precede you.
Make them love you and they do what you ask them to do.
And
And then the other orc who originally spoke to you, not the one that mentioned flanking, he looks over at the other orc and rolls his eyes and goes, he doesn't know what flanking means. He means sneaking.
Sneaking, okay. Stealth is great. Fuck yeah. Okay.
They give you a thumbs up and then disappear into the fog.
So Mira's out now?
So Mira...
And for the record, the fog smells vaguely of banana.
Nice!
One sec.
So does that mean, Mira, Matrok, and Leeton can all be added into the order and will help us fight? Maybe?
Or they can help and get the others out while we're distracting Jimrik.
Okay, two of them can do that. I'd like to remind you that my sister has a giant wolf and is a master assassin, out of character, because no one actually knows that, but out of character,
is a master
assassin.
The sister can help, but the other can help get the other people out.
Also, Leighton's a demon!
Guys.
Yes?
I'm gonna try to be here for my turn in a little bit, but I have to get stuff together to go, so...
Okay.
Okay.
So, when they get... If they get let out, can I tell Mira to, like, tell everyone else whenever she... If she stumbles upon them that stealth is good, and... that we supposedly can't beat him.
What? Yeah, sorry.
Pass the information around.
Yep. Okay, so you fling open the closet door, and in there is a kind of... You do open the door, and all of them look up very worried... But they are sitting on the floor, and there is a board of Monopoly in front of all three of them. they stand and
Hello, God.
It keeps cutting out really, really bad.
So, see, if I get the information passed over to you guys, then I know my other rogue friend can stealth with me and sneak attack.
So...
Hell yeah!
Then okay. Matrok, while you guys aren't looking... While Mira and Leighton aren't looking, switches around the cards they have and then looks up innocent.
I'm going to relay what's going on outside to them real quick and tell them about things that I need them to pass to the group and ask for their help.
Okay, so Leighton and Matrok agree very quickly to bringing all the other contestants out. And then Mira agrees to helping fight.
Okay.
That's my sister.
Of course she does, because she's awesome.
And then she wouldn't turn down a good fight.
And then Leighton moves to exit the room, and then hits his forehead on a seemingly invisible barrier and goes, ow.
God damn it.
It does not appear that they can exit the closet.
Wonderful. Can I exit the closet?
But you can, yes, because you never went in.
Okay.
Yeah, but they can't seem to leave, but they can see everything now.
Great.
Is the wolf in the closet with them?
Yes, it's crammed into the corner.
Aww.
I was like, we could utilize that.
I am sure he is very uncomfortable.
No, it's just, he just... But straight against the corner, but he does not seem very uncomfortable. He's just kind of looking around.
Okay, good. I'd hate for him. I feel like secondhand sympathy. I'd hate for him to be uncomfortable.
And then you see in the back corner, passed out on the floor, is Benny.
Right, totally forgot about him. like, no joke, when all of the action started, right over my head that he was still here.
No, you're good.
Okay, so now it's Jimrik's turn, I guess? Unless Keaton's gonna do anything else?
I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay, yeah, no, you can.
If I could, I would.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Clockwork Odyssey. We all really hope that you guys are enjoying listening to this. We appreciate every listener that we get and all of the support that we get. If you guys ever have any suggestions or any items you'd like to see or anything, you know, plot-wise that you'd like to see these characters go on, comment and let us know. Make sure you follow everyone's Instagrams, and from there you can find all of their other social media. Their usernames for everyone's Instagrams are in the description below. And we really, again, just really hope that you guys are enjoying this. So, yeah. Peace and sweet dreams. Dream out. Till next time.